This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So exciting news on the vaccine front. We are being told that in Ohio, they are expecting to start getting their vaccine December 15th. Ohio. Now, I don't know about New York. I don't know about California. Pennsylvania's Governor Inslee, kind of spoke up thinking they're going to get it soon. But right now, it's all about Ohio. Right? So Governor DeWine had done a press conference saying basically that the Pfizer vaccine and then following that Moderna are going to be getting FDA approval or, I guess, applying for emergency authorization use by December 10th. A few days later, the shots should be able to roll out to give to Ohioans. Now, I'm sure some of us, right, in Idaho or California or Nevada, you know, might be able to get some vaccines too in December. I'm not exactly sure why all the hype about Ohio. I mean, you know, the Browns are second in the AFC North. Bengals are fourth. Maybe they think it'll really help their Super Bowl wins. Honestly, the shot will first go to healthcare workers and it'll go to people in the nursing home. And so, you know, they're going to already start rolling that out, which is imperative. It's great news, but I'm not sure why Ohio is getting all the news. And maybe just because Governor DeWine was like on it and he's like, all right, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to, right, just, you know, tell everybody that this is the scoop. The long-awaited vaccine, I am expecting to be kind of underwhelming. I think we've built up a lot of hype. I think it's necessary. I think it's like, okay, come on already. Just vaccinate already. All right, just, but I believe it is long overdue. I think this is the first step to hopefully ending what of a cluster 2020 and COVID was. But my fear is with the way the media had hyped up the vaccine, the way everybody's been talking about, oh, we need a vaccine. My fear is that the hype is going to kind of bite us in the butt. So there's going to be all these headlines about December 15th, the vaccine's coming out, right? Some states are saying we're going to get it before Christmas. So everybody's like, all right, yeah, you know, let me roll up my sleeve. Yep. Okay. And they're going to find out, no, they can't get it yet. Or we're going to be hearing some people anecdotally going online going, don't get it. I felt horrible. I got sick. And I'm sure Facebook and Twitter and everybody's getting ready to censor stuff. Yeah, I can't believe how much censoring is now going on. And mind you, you know, we don't want false information, especially false medical information. But I think the stories are going to get out there that some people got some of those mild side effects, which we talked about. Goose egg, you know, where the injection was done. Sometimes you could, by the way, really quickly here on that goose egg. So, the reason why I really didn't have a lot of that, you know, when I was administering vaccines in my practice is because one is, you know, you really need to kind of get it into the deltoid. You need to, you know, you don't want to get it subcutaneously. You want to get it into the deltoid. But then you also want to rub it in, right? And there's a technique to it. And sometimes I really hope those learning how to do the vaccines really kind of get the technique. There is a technique to it. The nurses are some of the most fantastic at it because they're the ones that take the time. We don't get a lot of that in medical school. But I was taught how to do one by, I think it was a physician and a nurse that kind of showed me, and we didn't really have a lot of those side effects. So I think the goose egg can be preventable in some. Then some people might complain of body aches. Some people might complain that they got a fever. Remember, this is a vaccine that's supposed to induce an immune response. So yeah, you are going to kind of feel achy. But what I'm worried about is here, December 15th is going to roll out, and it's going to be for a select group of people who need it. The commentary and opinion pieces on it are going to start seeping to the rest of the population who is kind of necessary to be on board in order for us to be effective in terms of trying to get herd immunity or trying to get the economy back open. I don't believe the economy should have ever been closed down, but that's a whole other issue. But if we need all hands on deck and everybody on board for this vaccine, we need to be very, very careful about the rollout. Now, I do not want people censored. I don't want the media manipulated. I don't want the narrative twisted. But we do run the risk of, as we're rolling this vaccine out, we're telling everybody, all right, all these people are going to be getting the vaccine. We're going to, you know, hear what happens. I believe there's going to be some miscommunication or some twisting of some facts. So, like, for example, nursing home patients are going to get the vaccine. Many people in the nursing homes and assisted living facilities are older. Many of them are ill. And even hospice patients will be able to get this as well, because we don't want them dying of COVID. If somebody leaks information that, oh man, there were 5 people that died in that nursing home after getting the vaccine, they're going to try to tie it into the vaccine. Now, people die at nursing homes all the time. So you see how we need to be very, very careful. You know, I kind of wish the vaccines all came all at once. I'm a little worried about this piecemeal. Okay, here it's going to go into Ohio, or we're going to release it to this. We're going to have these healthcare workers get it. We're going to have, and mind you, I want the healthcare workers get it first. I want people assisted living get it first. I want those who are vulnerable getting it first. But you see the risk we run, where the longer it takes to roll out, the more misinformation or the more conspiracies or the more skepticism. And so if this isn't done properly by February, March, some people are going to be like, nah, I'll pass. Like I said, there's a choreography to this. We got to do this right. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. All right. One thing I am picking up on is, you know, people are pretty ticked off about everything. You know, whether you're happy with the election or not happy with the election, whether you're happy with the shutdowns or not happy with the shutdowns, the average person is unhappy about something. And so over the last few months, there's been a lot of discussion of who should run for office next, whether it's in my state or somebody else's state. You know, people want to recall Gavin Newsom. Many people are upset about Governor Sisolak. And I told you, it's not easy being any politician at this point. But, yes, there's a lot of, shall we say, pros and cons to I believe everybody's administration, you know, Governor Reynolds in Iowa, I mean, you know, DeWine in Ohio, Inslee in Pennsylvania, DeSantis in Florida, Murphy in New Jersey, Cuomo in New York. So, you know, the governors, they're all kind of, you know, taking on a lot right now. Not that I'm playing a violin for any of them, but it's not an easy time. But one message I got yesterday, which is kind of one that's kind of culminating a bunch of them, is going, you know, why aren't you running for office? You know, right? Can you run for office? Governor Sisolak might not run in a couple years. Why don't you run for governor? All right, and honored. One of you had written that if I don't, you will. Have it. Go ahead, have it. I'm not running for governor. I'm not running for office. But can I caution many of you who are getting pumped up, getting fired up, going, I'm going to fix something. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to, you know, I love the passion. I love the fact that you want to do good. I love the fact that you want to make a difference. I think people running for office is one of the coolest things. I just think a lot of people don't really understand the risks. And they have their eye on the prize, and nobody does their research on what happens if you lose, or what happens if you win and you leave office. And the backstory I'm getting is it's a very unglorified story, so nobody really talks about it. It doesn't really get out there, and nobody, you know, advertises it much. And many people have regrets that they ran for office. And I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, man, you know, we should run for governor if Sisolak doesn't run again, or if he does run again, run against him, or, you know, Trump needs to run again. And so, you know, when you run for office, and I've only run for class offices and things like that, and it's exciting when you win until your parents move and you have to give up the offices anyway, which kind of sucked. So I got a little taste of politics, and I think I would have liked it. I think I would have done well in it. But it's exciting when you think you're going to win. And people tell you you're going to win. People go, you got this, you got this. I mean, look what happened with Biden and Trump. Biden was told he was 17 points ahead in the poll. You're going to win this. You're going to get this. Trump was seeing thousands upon thousands at his rallies where we've never seen that before. He thought he was going to win it. When you think you're going to win it, and you're a gambler, I don't know if you guys have ever played poker, think you got a winning hand, you put more money in. Or, let's say blackjack, you'll double down. And you'll keep playing, and you'll bet more money, and you'll bet more money, and you'll put more into the pot for what you think will win, because you just have that eye on the prize. And those who go for politics make the same mistakes as gamblers, where they aren't thinking about the loss. They aren't thinking about what happens to me when I lose this pot of money, or I lose my bet, or what if somebody has a better, you know, hand of cards, or I don't know, there's, or what if the dealer doesn't bust. And nobody thinks about that walk back to the car, or that walk back to the casino parking lot. When somebody loses in an election, right, you would think, okay, well, they just go back to their lives. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but many people will kind of oust you out of your job if you don't really agree with them politically. For some reason, being a conservative or being a liberal is evil these days. And with an election that we just had that was just so divisive, all right, your life won't go back to normal. I'm telling you that right now. If you don't win, right, I mean, can you go back to your job? I mean, already we're hearing that some universities are asking academia to not allow people to teach or continue to teach at their role if they supported the Trump administration. I mean, if you didn't think discrimination or racism or whatever is out there, it's still out there. And apparently people can still fire you for your political ideologies. They might make it something else. They might say, oh, well, we're having budget cuts. The other thing, too, also, is I don't know if you remember when McCain lost. Well, you know, you had Secret Service protection while you were running for president, all of a sudden McCain loses the election. You see him driving, where's his protection? You don't think there's people out there that are really, really ticked that you messed with the election? That you pulled votes away? That you didn't win? You have a lot of sick individuals out there that become really, really, really obsessed with politics and really obsessed with your role in their personal life. I forget the libertarian that ran against Biden and Trump, but people are ticked. I don't know. I hope she has protection. But, you know, people want her head for pulling votes from Trump. I mean, it is not a pretty world out there. So before you run for office, you need to really know what you're getting into. And then let's say you win. Because, you know, I like me, I'm not going to do anything unless I think I'm going to win. All right, well, we all say that. And good for us. But let's say you do win. Are you going to be in Congress or in Assembly or state senator or president forever? No. You'll never be, I mean, you're not Harry Reid, okay? I mean, you're going to, there'll either be term limits or something. And eventually, you're going to have to leave. And unless you could afford the protection, unless you could afford the backlash, yeah, you know, maybe if you're a former congressperson, you might get some jobs. But a lot of people like, no, I'm not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole. And so I understand it seems really glorified and people want to fix our state and people want to fix the country, you know, and they look at Kamala Harris and they go, well, that was easy. I mean, I don't think it was that easy for Kamala Harris. I think she still has a buster butt, but yeah, you know, she could possibly be our next president. And people look at that and they go, well, I could do that. I could do that. Just think about it. All right. I mean, I don't know how well off Sarah Palin's been doing, but I know she had to do a reality show. You know, and I know she had to be at one point a Fox News contributor. I don't know what your income looks like after you run for office. And I think the average person would say, it's not good. You could give up everything. Now, this is the week back in 1963 when JFK was assassinated. And Ron Futrell, a good buddy of mine, had years ago sent me this link of the footage of the Walter Cronkite sharing the news. You start seeing the As the World Turns. There's like some soap opera they were watching in the 60s, because remember, this was daytime. This was approximately 1:30 in the afternoon. All of a sudden, the CBS News bulletin breaks in saying that President Kennedy was shot. And you start seeing the story unfold, and they're telling everybody he's still alive, and he's getting blood, and Connolly, Governor Connolly, who was in the car, is getting rushed to the OR, but JFK is still remaining in the ER because the facility is quote-unquote adequate. Two priests came to read him last rites, but he was still alive, and everybody's trying to say that he was still alive, and everybody's trying to say that JFK was, everything was still, you know, they were trying to calm people down, and then they finally break the news about, you know, 59 minutes in. That officially JFK was shot. When you listen to this footage, one of the most chilling pieces of the JFK reporting done by Walter Cronkite and then other, Dan Rather at the time was covering in Dallas, but some of the reporting was so chilling where they describe how LBJ's car and JFK's car, a gap widened just right before the shooting. And again, I'm not trying to reopen conspiracy theories about LBJ and all that, but I mean, I find that very, very chilling that LBJ was saved because his car knew to slow down at the right minute. How did that happen? You heard multiple shots, multiple gunfires, multiple... It really sounded to me like a concerted effort. But when you look and you see what happened there, and you just watch the real-time footage, and I put this on my Facebook and on my Twitter and on my website, you know, this was well-planned. People had it out for him. And like I said, these are things that you want to think about before you go, yeah, I'm going to go fix, you know, the country or fix the state. I'd love our state and our country fixed, but, you know, no, there's... It's not as glorified as it looks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First Black Friday, now today, Small Business Saturday. Shoppers across the country being urged to support their small businesses that were hit especially hard during the coronavirus pandemic. President Donald Trump's campaign is working on two fronts. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said on Friday, legal battles and state legislators. Giuliani saying that there are legal cases that the campaign could take to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court. As far as the allegations of fraud that we're hearing from the Trump campaign, Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican of Florida, reminds us,
there's a difference between being able to prove fraud and then being able to obtain the remedies that would decertify election results. And I think the president has been pretty clear that he wants to expose the fraud, not just as a consequence of the 2020 election, but to try to ensure we have more integrity in our elections going forward.
USA Radio News. Peter Rex is the founder and CEO of Rex, a tech, investment, and real estate firm. Now, he moved his company from Seattle to Texas earlier this year and says tech companies need new leadership that aligns its location and thinking with the rest of America. Rex says two things need to get done to get new leadership in big tech.
We need to do two things. First, we have to invest in entrepreneurs grounded in Judeo-Christian thinking who are committed to serving people, the types of people you'd love to make your money alongside of. Second, we need to build an alternative power structure outside of Silicon Valley in Seattle, in a place where freedom, faith, and family are flourishing and are still held as sacred.
Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller made a surprise visit to Somalia. The trip came as reports suggest that President Trump is considering the removal of approximately 700 troops currently deployed there. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So each year we get the World Against Toys Causing Harm watch list. And it's the annual list of the most dangerous toys. And these are kind of important for parents who are looking at buying the latest craze for their kids and grandkids. It's a Boston-based organization, and it says this year's list includes toys that can be potentially harmful to kids. Every year, there seems to be toys that make it onto the market that are hazardous to kids. And you think, you know, year after year, like, okay, by 2020, wouldn't we know what's a choking hazard? I guess not. And the Toy Association, which represents toy manufacturers, thinks the list is, quote, needlessly alarmist. But some of the toys brought up was the Black Panther claws, because they could cause eye injuries. So let me kind of give you some of the lists if I have here. Okay, so toy number one, they're called Calico Critters. They're little nursery friends. I was never really big on farm animals. Apparently Walmart sells it. The age recommendation is 3+, but there's small parts. So people say that the flocked animals have small parts, even a pacifier, and these things people could choke on. There's a missile launcher called Get Outside, Go Launch. See, I look at the packaging. Parents are like, yes, get outside. Get these kids to go outside and launch one of these things. Age recommendation is 5+. Unfortunately, there's still small parts. Apparently, it soars up to 75 feet, and they're worried about eye and facial injuries. And they said you shouldn't have your face too close to these things. It's about $9. The Avengers Black Panther Vibranium, or actually, yeah, it's a vibranium claw. It looks really, really cool. Age recommendation above 5. It's manufactured by Hasbro. But the plastic claws could unfortunately cause injury for eyes and face. So that's the claws. Then there's this nice little furry, I think it's called a jelly cat. I'm not sure what it is. It's recommended for 1 year and up. But there's coarse fabric, and it looks like the fabric can pull out, which means kids could swallow it. There's also a tag that apparently, it's a throwaway tag, that kids could also swallow. So for a one-year-old, maybe they say not the best. Now, John Cena has been all over the place, handsome, and there's apparently a jumbo-sized fist kids could buy. They're big fists, ages 3 and up. They're simulated gloves. It's a toy, but the warnings are blunt force and impact injuries. So if you're giving kids big, huge gloves that look like fighting gloves, they're going to punch you. I remember when Rocky was big, and my brother got boxing gloves. Well, he got boxing gloves, but now what are you going to do with them? I mean, if you don't have a boxing bag, then you're going to go for your sister. So I got boxed a lot, right? My father's like, we all need to learn how to box. So he got us all boxing, boxing things. But we just kind of beat each other up. And I don't know where they went, because I think my parents took them away because we were just, yeah. But these look really soft. They look like super soft fists. And, you know, mind you, I don't want kids beating each other up. But I got to tell you, you know, we do need to improve our upper strength. So I wonder if some of these sort of, you know, boxing techniques and, you know, Krav Maga and, you know, fun fists. I would like to see kids, you know, perhaps maybe it just has to come with a big balloon or something. I don't know, but don't hit each other. Then there's something called sci-fi slime. This looks cool. I like slime. Apparently, it's $19.99, age recommended 10 and up, but it has chemicals. And it's not supposed to be used without a parent watching. So the hazard is there's potential for chemical-related injuries. It has globs of gross, gloppy goop. And apparently, there's zinc sulfide pouches. And the zinc sulfide pouch can cause eye, skin, and respiratory irritation. So they obviously need to figure that one out. Watch, World Against Toys Causing Harm, also wants you to be careful with a boomerang. There is a boomerang that's being sold to Target from MX Group, age 8 above. It's a boomerang UFO warning. Apparently we had a UFO in 2020. I don't know if anybody realized that, but apparently we had a UFO. So UFOs are big. And apparently this, they want to make sure that hands, hair, loose clothing is away from the propeller. There's a propeller, and there's potential for cutting and propeller-related injuries. It's a boomerang that has a propeller in it. I know. I like the idea of these toys. It's just they're more for adults and not for kids. Then there's something called Boom City Racers. And this is you launch a vehicle. And it's for ages 4 and up. But they want you to be careful not launch the vehicle at people or animals. All right? what a lot of people forget is if you have a dog or a cat, they seem to be the target of many of these toys. And we wonder why the cats hate us and the dogs, you know, pee and poop in the house. We didn't really have a lot. We had cats when my kids were growing up and dogs, yeah, but I never let them, you know, shoot rockets at the, yeah. There's this ugly looking baby toy, two and up, that has a lot of little things for the baby to play with. A little cup. I don't understand. As a girl, the last thing I wanted to play with is, you know, something that, you know, made me think of having my own baby. I was horrified by that. I hated dolls. I hated baby sets. But this mini baby comes with a feeding set, accessories, and apparently the spoon could very easily, because it's only about two and three quarters long, about a centimeter and a half wide, can go down a throat and choke somebody. So that's kind of a no-no on this. Now, Star Wars Mandalorian Darksaber. Sounds cool, right? Ages 4 and up, blunt force eye injuries are of a concern. They're recommending not to swing, poke, or jab at people. It's an ancient black-bladed lightsaber made of rigid plastic. Well, that can impale somebody, so not too good. So those are just 10 of the toys that World Against Toys Causing Harm is urging against. You know, people have asked, what are kids into? It's tricky. You know, kids really aren't into TV as much. They might stream. And I'm really excited about how kids, rather than watching hour-long TV shows or multiple hour-long movies, they'll watch little clips, you know, and so maybe they're watching things less, unfortunately, you know, for less time. Unfortunately, they might just stream tons of things, but, you know, kids are really, really into streaming. So if I was a parent with a kid that was, I kind of did this for our kids, I would get the kid, if he's old enough, like an exercise bike or a walking treadmill or a treadmill or something like that, as long as the kid is old enough. Because if the kid is going to be on their computer, they might as well be exercising. And they could stream and watch videos on an exercise bike. So I kind of like the idea of them getting exercise equipment. I think small weights are really important for a kid. I think I would get them exercise balls. I just like that. I think I would also get them, I like bikes. Roller skates people fall and hurt themselves on. But, you know, bikes with helmets, I like more outdoor stuff. I would get the kid, I know it doesn't sound that exciting, but, you know, we have national parks. They were originally closed during the lockdown. But, you know, get the kid a park pass where, you know, they could go hiking with their friends or with you guys. We'll talk about, as we get closer to Christmas, what some of the hottest items are in terms of, you know, toys and video games and all that. And trust me, video games are still going to highlight it because everybody's home and, you know, all that. Clothes, you know, school clothes, things like that haven't been a big deal because many kids aren't at school. They can always use cool tennis shoes, and the cooler the tennis shoes, the better. But if they're not around their kids, and other kids, they're not going to be as excited about some of the things that they have. So you have to kind of realize that this is going to be a little bit of a different Christmas because these kids want to play with other kids and show them their toys. And if you guys are living in areas where the kids can't hang out, then you need to think of things that still keep them active that aren't so much show-off sort of toys. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a lot of buzz about what Joe Biden would do if he takes office on the 20th of January as it relates to student loans. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has suggested that Biden do an executive order to wipe out student loans. And many people are applauding that. Some are like, wait a second here. So I want to ask you guys, should Joe Biden erase, quote-unquote, student loans? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's break down what that would be. 1-877-DOC-DALI, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So if Joe Biden... See, there's like, what, $1.7 trillion of student loans being borrowed? I'm not sure exactly the amount of money. And he says, all right, guys, you know what? It's done. Any money you owe the federal government for student loans, we got this. It's done. Woohoo, yay, I don't owe money. Yep. What does that actually translate into? So there was a study from the Congressional Budget Office, I believe, that said it will infuse some money into the economy, about $90 billion, but it'll be a huge net loss. Why? Well, the average person that takes out student loans, they aren't spending. So, like, if you borrow $400,000 for, let's say, your medical school. Okay, let's say $400,000 for that. Mine wasn't that, thank God. But let's say that's what you spent. You aren't making $100,000 payments. What you're doing is you're taking that and you're spreading it out over 30 years. So true, you know, you might have a $500 a month, you know, like a mortgage or whatever, you might have to be paid, which is great, but you're not going to see all that money in your pocket. Trust me, it's fantastic. Somebody wiping off a mortgage or whatever, you'll be happy. But it's not like you're going to have that much more money to infuse into the economy. Other critics are very concerned with the lopsidedness of which demographics get helped by that. The average person that has student loans isn't somebody in, you know, unfortunately, very, very low income, you know, housing and in areas where they're still trying to make ends meet and they're making less than minimum wage. The average person with student loans is somebody that's, you know, middle to upper class. So if Joe Biden had done a, you know, fell swoop going, okay, you know what, this is what we're going to focus government money on. You have a lot of people out there going, well, wait a second. How does this help me? You know, the average college kid isn't starving and having trouble putting food on their table. But the average person who didn't go to college is. So a question I have is, if Joe Biden is going to spend the $1.7 trillion to wipe out student loans if he takes office, is that going to take away from other spending that could help low-income families? So some people are concerned about that. You also have people disenfranchised in that they might have just paid off their student loans. So they worked and worked 20 years because they did the 20-year plan or the 10-year plan, and they made their final payment, or they're making their final payment. We heard in some of these press conferences, people that were Democrat going, wait a second, I just paid off my student loan, so do I get that money back? Well, of course not. And then another thing that a lot of people don't realize, and you need to double check this, is, was your student loan a federal student loan? Or did you need to borrow from private lenders? If you borrowed from private lenders, this doesn't apply to you. Now, when I hear of governments and the spending and the billions and the trillions, and this will infuse $90 billion to the economy, and this will take away $1.7 trillion from the budget or add to the budget or whatever, to me, I'm like, okay, I just don't get it. Okay, I have $20 in my purse. If I spend that $20, I don't have that $20 anymore. You would think there was a pile of money. You would think there was like a vault. And if they took this, the vault would be more empty. And the Congress people would see the vault empty going, oh, we need to fill up the vault or we need to start saving more money. I don't really see a lot of bean counters. I don't see a lot of people saving money. I don't see a lot of people kind of walking through that. And you don't hear about that. You're like, well, we're going to spend on this. We're going to spend on this. We're going to spend on this. So if we are working in a world where the government, and if the next administration does take over, if President Trump is unsuccessful in his legal fights, and they're going to spend, and they have, you know, all the money in the world, you know, it'll help people, and it might infuse some money into the government, but my guess is it is going to pull away funds needed that could be helping low-income families. Hey, we want the government to pay for the vaccines. We want government to pay for COVID testing. We want government to continue to pay for food stamps. We want government to still pay for government-run housing. We still want the government to fix our roads when we're having potholes, or in my neck of the woods, we still have the same piece of road where the lanes, unless you're in that left lane, you are going to be in the wrong lane because for some reason the white like marks don't match up. I don't know what the hell. And maybe that might be city, but still, we're expecting money to be infused into the Medicare system. At the same time of this college promise of wiping out student debt, we're also being, you know, they're talking about Medicare for all. If you're going to do Medicare for all, you're going to have to spend a hell of a lot more money, and you need to promise me that you're going to make Medicare better, because for a lot of people right now, Medicare sucks. And they have to have Advantage plans, and they have to have, you know, gap coverage, and they have to, okay, Medicare doesn't cover a lot of stuff. Maybe, some people think it covers enough, but we need to do better. So if you want to, if you have $1.7 trillion just sitting there in your pocket that you want to spend, I have something else a little bit more on my list. Now, mind you, I'm neutral in terms of, just because I paid my college student loans, I would never want to rob that of somebody. That isn't where I'm biased towards it. I paid off my student loans because I worked during school. I waited tables when I was in medical school. I borrowed the barest minimum, right? I helped support my brother going to school, and I worked, and then as soon as I was able to get my license in Arizona while I was in residency, I worked. So I was able to pay those loans off really early, and I was also able to get a home equity loan and whatever. So for me, I the loans were paid off so long ago that, unless maybe it's still in my mortgage, that I just am not, that really isn't steering my criticism of it. My criticism of it is I need to know that all these other things that everybody's promising that is going to need a crap load of money, we'll be able to have that money for. But if you're going to start raising taxes so we help one group of voters, and trust me, I like college students. I think millennials are cool. There's some Gen Xers who, you know, have student loans, and there's the Gen Zs that have loans. Cool. I think that's a cool, nice thing, but I think there's bigger fish to fry. And if you're going to start raising our taxes, you know, and small business owners are already screwed, and small business owners are also going to be facing more minimum wage hikes, You're going to have to convince me that the money we're putting into taxes is helping the individuals that really need it. And a college student who graduated that is possibly working a white-collar job is not on my list of priorities to wipe out their student debt. I'd rather see that money go to more low-income housing. I'd really like to see that money go into hospitals, going into more medical facilities so our hospitals aren't overwhelmed. But if you're telling me you got money for it all, well, then I'll support it. But something tells me we don't have money for it all. 1-877-DOC-SOLID.
Rebel. trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.